Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Today's message is part two of the message I started yesterday on this very fascinating article in Newsweek magazine called The One Word That Can Save Your Life, No. Diagnostic testing, one of the sacred cows of medicine, is not advised in most cases, according to the experts who were interviewed for the article. Testing healthy people leads to more tests and often more dangerous and useless treatments. One study cited showed that patients subjected to angiography did not have fewer heart attacks or deaths when compared to those who were not screened. They did, however, have more tests, drugs, and procedures accompanied by side effects and complications and even death. One example was provided of how this whole cascade of things goes wrong when you subject yourselves to lots of doctors was provided by Dr. Stephen Nissen at the Cleveland Clinic. He talks about a 52-year-old woman with mild chest pain but no markers indicating risk for heart attack who underwent a cardiac screening which showed some plaques, further procedures, tore an artery, and eventually resulted in the need for a heart transplant, all brought about by the interventions inflicted on her by medical doctors. Nissen also points out another negative side effect of screening, which is that favorable results, and I've talked about this for years, give patients a false sense of security and permission to continue poor diet and lifestyle habits. They think that they've received confirmation that what they're doing is just fine. Imaging for other conditions is just as useless. MRIs on people with back pain often detect bulging discs, but they're not the cause of the pain. Lots of people with no back pain have bulging discs too. Yet lots of people have surgery for this condition, which is useless. The American College of Physicians states that, quote, routine imaging for low back pain is not associated with clinical meaningful benefits, but can lead to harms, end of quote. So why are all of these useless tests and procedures offered? Well, it's all about the money. Medicare alone pays docs over $100 million a year for useless colonoscopies. 650,000 arthroscopic knee surgeries generate a few hundred million dollars per year. Even though all studies show that stents inserted more than 24 hours after a heart attack don't save lives, we do 100,000 of them a year at a cost of several billion dollars. Dr. James Goodwin's statement at the end of the article says it all, and this is a quote, "We're killing more people than we're saving with these procedures. It's as simple as that," end of quote. The message here is clear. Don't allow yourself to be a patient. If you've already been sucked into the medical mill and you're fortunate enough to not have been harmed, stop subjecting yourself to this incompetence while you can. And if you've already traveled down the path and you're dealing with some of the side effects of over-treatment and too much medical care for conditions you don't have and might never get, run for your life while you still can. Once again, the encouraging thing to me about all of this, it's discouraging that so many terrible things are happening to people. But I'm very encouraged that a mainstream publication like Newsweek is choosing to spend time on this and allocate space to it because I think that's ultimately what's going to change the system is just the public becoming aware and saying no. We're never going to get doctors and medical organizations who take $2.2 trillion a year from this whole mess to stop doing it. There's too much financial incentive. We just have to teach the American public to just say no. That's all for now, and have a great day.